This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. The recent Farmer Bridge payment announcement from the White House and USDA is a welcome relief for farmers. Although the payments are not a permanent fix to any of the financial problems that farmers face, they do help to provide assistance during the trade war with China. The November Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer contained an interesting question about financial assistance for farmers and what they would do with the funds to help their operations. We will hear more from James Mintert, a professor emeritus at Purdue University, next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds.
Including mare's tail. Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
James Mintert, a professor emeritus at Purdue University, explains the responses from those surveyed on the question about financial assistance for farmers.
If USDA provides an MFP payment to compensate for weak commodity prices, what will be the principal use of this payment on your farm? And a majority of the producers in our surveys, both in November and in October, said that they expect to use that to pay down debt. This month, that was 58% of the respondents in the survey, compared to 52% last month.
Mintert also details some of the data on farmland values from the most recent survey.
The short-term farmland value expectation index at 116 was 3 points higher than a month earlier, and that's the second month in a row that, index has gone up, and the index is now 10 points higher than it was back in September. The long-term farmland value expectation index at 165 was up 4 points compared to a month ago, and that's a new record high for the long-term farmland value expectation index.
The November barometer also featured questions on cash rental rates for 2026. Mintert explains the survey findings.
This month's survey also included a question asking producers what their expectations are for cash rental rates in their area in 2026. A majority, 74% of the respondents in this month's survey, said they expect to see cash rental rates hold the same with last year.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.